This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sri Zana Bastala with the news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane calls all-party meeting at Singhadarbar today. Contemporary political issues to be discussed in the meeting. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal returns home after completing three-day official visit to India, says Nepal remains committed to resolving Nepal-India border disputes through diplomatic channels. 11th Conference of the Interlegislative Forum concluded in Tikapur of Kailali, issuing 9-point declaration. And strong earthquake hits southern Philippines, tsunami warnings issued. Now the news in detail. President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Ravi Lamichhane, has called an all-party meeting to discuss current political issues. According to a statement issued by the party on Sunday evening, the meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m. today at the Parliament Public Accounts Committee Hall in Singhadarbar. The statement signed by RSP General Secretary Kapindra Birla Koti said at least two representatives, including the chairperson or president from each political party represented in the House of Representatives and the National Assembly, have been invited to attend. RSP confirmed that notices and invitation letters for the meeting have been sent to all political parties represented in both houses of the Federal Parliament. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal returned home yesterday after completing a three-day official visit to India. The foreign minister left for New Delhi on Friday at the friendly invitation of Indian External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. During the visit, Minister Khanal held delegation-level bilateral talks with his Indian counterpart on Saturday. Matters related to development, cooperation, expansion of connectivity, trade and transit, energy and further enhancing people-to-people relations were discussed during the meeting. While in New Delhi, Foreign Minister Khanal had separate meetings with India's National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Bharatiya Janata Party's Foreign Department Chief Dr. Vijay Chauthaiwale. Meanwhile, Minister Khanal has said that the government of Nepal is committed to resolving border disputes through diplomatic channels. Speaking at a press conference at the Nepali embassy in New Delhi during his India visit, the minister said Nepal is ready to address Nepal-India border issues through dialogue and diplomatic engagement. Responding to a question, he reiterated that Lipulekh Limpiadhura and Kalapani belongs to Nepali territory. He said Nepal has already made its official position clear to both India and China. Minister Khanal said the current Nepal-India border as delineated under the 1860 Sugauli Treaty should be addressed through bilateral dialogue and diplomatic processes. He also said the Eminent Person Group EPG report should be submitted to the two governments' head. Minister Khanal added that Nepal maintains cooperation with both neighbors and highlighted its foreign policy priorities and international engagement. The 11th Conference of Interlegislative Forum, ILF, has been concluded, issuing a 9-point Tikapur declaration that laid special emphasis on the development of a digital parliament system in both the federal parliament and all the provincial assemblies. The document calls for ensuring civic participation in parliamentary affairs through information technology and developing a digital parliament system for coordination and connectivity among legislatures. The two-day event held in Tikapur of Kailali discussed effective implementation of cooperation, collaboration and coexistence in lawmaking and administrative functions at the federal, province and local levels, while assimilating the spirit of the Federal Democratic Republic as envisaged by the Constitution. The document has stated that effective parliamentary collaboration and interconnectivity will be established to make the legislative functions, including the law enactment by the federal, province and local levels, prompt and transparent. The Postal Highway Directorate's project office in Nepalganj has stated that the postal highway will be extended from Narayanpur in Rapti Sonari Rural Municipality 3 of Baki to Kusumpari Bhavanipur on the border of Dang. Office Chief Leela Bahadur Bhandari said that of the 75-kilometer road section covering Dang, Baki and Bardia, about 36 kilometers of track still need to be opened and around 20 bridges will be constructed along the route. The office chief said for funding of 29 billion rupees has been secured for the Dang section, which includes 22 kilometers of road and 17 bridges. According to him, the project is expected to be completed within the next 3 years in Dang, Baki and Bardia, and the road will serve as an alternative route to the east-west Mahendra Highway. Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisha Mehta has said the government is working to improve the overall health sector. At a meeting and discussion organized with journalists yesterday, the health minister said the ministry is working to identify the problems seen in the overall health sector, resolve them and make future plans effective. Minister Mehta said that the activities of the ministry will also be made effective through regular coordination, information and communications. The Embassy of Nepal in Thailand has urged Nepali nationals staying illegally in Cambodia to return home by June 12. In a notice issued yesterday, the embassy has warned that under Cambodia's new legal provisions, foreigners without valid legal status could face immediate arrest and strict legal action. According to the embassy, 602 Nepalis who remained in Cambodia after failing to renew their visas have not responded despite repeated efforts to facilitate their return by waiving visa fees and penalties. The embassy has called on them to return to Nepal without further delay, stating that under Cambodia's new laws, foreigners who fail to comply may face heavy fines and severe penalties depending on the nature of offense. The government has clarified that reports claiming it is preparing to cancel Sunday as a public holiday are utterly false. The clarification comes after several media outlets reported that the government is considering revoking the two-day weekend system Saturday and Sunday that has been in place across the country for some months now. Speaking on the matter, Deepa Dahal, the press and research advisor to the Prime Minister, clarified that the reports are inaccurate and the government has not made any decision regarding the cancellation of Sunday as a holiday, nor is there any preparation underway on this issue at present. The government introduced a two-day weekend in April as an auditory measure amid rising fuel prices and economic pressures. Saturday and Sunday were designated public holidays with office hours set from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A strong earthquake struck off the coast of General Santos City on the southern Philippine island of Mindanao early today, prompting tsunami warnings across several countries in the region, including the Philippines, Indonesia and Japan. According to the BBC, the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology reported the earthquake measured magnitude 7.0 and occurred at a depth of 10 kilometers. However, international monitoring agencies have provided higher estimates with the United States Geological Survey and the German Research Center for Geosciences measuring the quake at magnitude 7.8. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said he has directed all relevant government agencies to respond immediately and urged residents in affected coastal areas to move to higher ground as a precaution. Authorities are continuing to assess the impact of the earthquake while tsunami warnings remain in effect in parts of the region. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy in Kosi province, the Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and other Himalayan areas across the country today. Today, the Madhes province and the hilly regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces will experience partly cloudy conditions, while the remaining Tarai areas are likely to remain mainly fair. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, there is a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi province and the Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati and Kandaki provinces. One or two places in the other Himalayan and hilly areas may also receive rainfall and snowfall today. Meanwhile, hot day conditions are likely to persist at some places in the Tarai regions of Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabi Lamithane calls all-party meeting at Singhadarbar today. Contemporary political issues to be discussed in the meeting. Foreign Affairs Minister Shishir Khanal returns home after completing 3-day official visit to India. Says Nepal remains committed to resolving Nepal-India border disputes through diplomatic channels. 11th Conference of the Inter-Legislative Forum concluded in Tikapur of Kailali, issuing a 9-point declaration. And strong earthquake hits southern Philippines, tsunami warnings issued. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.